I thought I'd be happier when I learned that the Kenney administration had decided to remove the statue of former mayor and police commissioner Frank Rizzo from the steps of the Municipal Services Building. After all, I'd spent more than a year voicing my discomfort with Rizzo's legacy being celebrated on public property. Rizzo's statue, which I've long viewed as a memorial to police brutality, should never have greeted visitors to our city, especially when the nation is locked in a debate about the killings of unarmed black men at the hands of police. But now that the decision has been made to move it, I'm at once relieved that the Kenney administration made the right choice and grieved that removing a symbol of brutality does not change the substance of this moment. The systemic abuse that Rizzo oversaw was such that the Justice Department filed a 1979 lawsuit saying the Philadelphia Police Department's unfettered use of brutality shocks the conscience. But even Rizzo, who directed his police to attack children protesting for black history lessons and oversaw the stripping of Black Panthers in the street, might not be the worst offender in today's environment. That's because police brutality no longer seems to shock anyone. Rather, police brutality seems to be the norm, especially in black and brown communities. From Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, to Tamir Rice in Cleveland, Ohio, the list of names is both familiar and lengthy, and the numbers point to disturbing racial patterns. Black people, regardless of gender, are 2.5 times more likely than their white counterparts to be shot and killed by police. And while black men make up only 6% of the population, we comprise 40% of unarmed people who are shot and killed by police. And a ProPublica analysis on fatal police shootings found that young black men are 21 times more likely to be shot and killed by police than their white counterparts. That is today's reality. And while I join progressive activists in celebrating the administration's decision to remove the Rizzo statue from public property, I'm painfully aware of the fact that my people are still dying unjustly at the hands of law enforcement. I'm grieved by the fact that our cries for relief have been met with a demand that we give unwavering support to the same police who are killing us. But more than that, I'm determined to move beyond this first step in the long, hard march toward justice. Thank you, Mayor Kenney, for choosing to move a symbol of police brutality. I now invite both the mayor and the police to join us in moving the needle. I'm Solomon Jones.